It's on. Audio is on.
All right.
Let's see. Can everyone on the call hear us? Thumbs up. Anybody? Oh, yeah, thumbs up. Okay. Thanks,
All
Chris.
right, perfect. Well, in that case, I will call this meeting of the Navajo Revitalization Fund Board to order. It is Wednesday, March 27th at 11:07 a.m. We have an in-person in the Utah Navajo Trust Fund offices, and thank you very much to the Trust Fund for hosting us today. Really appreciate that. It's a hybrid meeting as well, so thanks to those who are also joining online. We'll begin today with introductions. My name is Evan Curtis. I'm the Chair of the Board and with the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget. And we'll just start here in the room. Martha, if we can start with you and just go around the table and then go online.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Martha Sagbor. I represent Mexican Water Chapter.
Good morning. I am Sylvia Stubbs, and I'm with San Juan County. I'm one of the three commissioners.
Hola, buenos dias.
Good
Jamie Harvey, and Commissioner Beth Peter.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Stephanie Holly, and I work for the Navajo Utah Commission.
Good morning, Clarence Rockwell. I work for the Navajo Utah Commission as well.
Michael Mose. I work with the Housing and Community Development Office with Paul.
Paul Moberly, Navajo Revitalization Fund Program Manager.
Tony Dash, Administrator with the State Utah Navajo Trust Fund.
Mari Bergman, Finance Manager with the Utah Navajo Trust Fund.
Mark Pag, Project Manager of Trust Fund.
Okay, so now we can go online and Paul, do you, is that the full list of participants up there?
Yes.
Right. So there, we have Sarah Smith. You can just introduce yourself.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I'm Sarah Smith. I'm a contract analyst with DWS. And my favorite color is green.
All right. And Chris.
Yate. Calling in from the treasurer's office, the legal counsel.
For being here. And Jennifer.
Jennifer Domenici, I'm the assistant director in Housing and Community Development Division, Department of Workforce Services.
Great to have you. Thanks so much for being here. And I think that is everyone. Did we miss anybody on introductions? Okay. All right, moving on to item number two of the agenda, approval of minutes. Did anyone have any questions or is there any discussion about the minutes from our November 13th meeting? All right, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
And a second from Martha. All right, any discussion to the motion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, and that was unanimous. So we'll move on to item number three, fund report. Paul, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. So Carver. Thank you. There we go. He's sick today, so I'm going to fill in and read the numbers out here for the balances. All right. So on the amount available for each chapter in the fund, Anth chapter has 359,426. Denny Hotso has 67,035. Mexican Water has 249,162. Navajo Mountain has 346,289. Thank you, 85, because I can't read. Oljeto has 950,721. Red Mesa has 146,349. Tisnos Post has 169,100. There's nothing in the non-chapter at this point, and 296,892 in interest.
Thank you. Are there any questions or is there any discussion on the available balances?
Go ahead. The balances are through June 30th, right? Then the new fiscal year begins July 1st.
So those are the current balances as of, well, it was basically today, you know, a couple days ago. Those balances will stay that way until we get the new allocation in usually like sometimes August, September timeframe is when they come in. And at that point, then we can, there'll be new funding coming in. But that, those balances stay as long as they're there until they're allocated. So this is the unallocated amount.
So they keep rolling over.
Yeah, they just keep going forever.
Okay.
And keep accruing interest as well. That's so the interest will keep going up over time.
Thank you. Any other questions or discussion? All right. Moving on to item number four, we have a couple of items of board business with regard to canceled grants, expiring and expired grants renewals. Paul, if you could just walk us through that.
Yeah. Okay. So the cancellation of Grant 718. So this was a grant for a ramp for Armada Benali. That's that right? And this was before I actually took over fund managing. This application went in front of the board without being complete. And subsequent to that, it was never completed. We asked for the final documents and it never happened. So it's been sitting in kind of limbo for the last 4 years. But then a couple years after that, the board actually approved $3,000 for that same project. So there's money for that project set aside and ready. And Tony mentioned that they have $1,000 in it.
Yeah.
They just put that to that. So there's money for the project. That's not the issue. It's just this kind of limbo grant that is that can be reverted back to Red Mesa for them to be used for somewhere else.
Okay. And that was giving my question is that amount, we would go back to those balances in addition to what they're today. All right. Any other questions on that cancellation of grant 718 from the board? All right.
Motion to accept green.
Yeah, so there's a motion to approve the cancellation of grant 718. All right. There's a second by Martha. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It is unanimous in favor. All right. Item 4B, expired grants and renewals.
All right.
Yeah, I'll tell this to you, Paul. I'll walk through it.
Okay. It'll be pretty easy. I don't know which page I'm going to scroll down really fast here if I can find it. Here is a big long list of grants that expired back in December. That was after our last meeting and before this one. So it's, if you can see on, I mean, it's tiny on this screen, but on in your packet.
It's also tiny.
It's also, okay, sorry, it's tiny on everybody. It's page 9. On the far right side, it's the suggested action for those grants. Most of them are to renew them for another, what's our, is it 2 years? We have a standard time that we usually do them. I think it's 2 years. But we'll, anyway, we'll renew those until, so they can be completed and keep going. There's only a handful that were completed and ready to be closed out.
Okay.
So, you would also just 12/30/2025 as the renewal date?
I think so. I didn't check the policy right before this, but I think it's 2 years.
Okay. It looks like all of these are,
They should
December 31st, there's just we can structure the motion to move for which years from its expiration date or however the board wants to handle that. Are there any questions from the board on these projects? Go ahead,
Question, Chair. On the ones that are marked closed out, does that just simply mean it's completed, the money's been extended, projects complete? Is that what that means?
Yeah, that was my question as well. And also, if so, were there remaining balances on those calls?
Yeah, so again, this is really, really tough. I'm going to make it bigger on here. On these few that are closing out, there is a balance on all of them, I believe. Yes, there is. So you can see here in this column, here's the remaining balances. And those funds will be reverted to the chapter. So I think all those are in the chapter.
There's one down here, Red Mesa.
And then there's a Red Mesa, yeah.
So then, but have all the projects been completed though? Is that the status of the
That's project? Yeah, that's why we were moving forward with closing them out.
Okay. All right. Other questions?
Motion to approve the renewal of the recommended project.
Motion and a second. Any discussion to that item?
All right. Tony.
Yeah, just wanted to point out that Paul notified all of the chapters. Like page 13, you'll see the one that's to Navajo Mountain and all of their projects that were planned to, that were expiring, and what they needed to do about it. So all the chapters got notified at an email, and some of them responded, some of them didn't. So then there were some that where we were involved, and so we also provided input, which ones should be the trust fund, I mean, provided input on which ones should be renewed or not.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Kevin, yes. Do you also verbally want to announce who motioned and second it just for the recording?
Yes. Yes, the motion was Commissioner Harvey and second was Commissioner Stubbs, if I'm remembering correctly on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then just to restate the motion, just to make sure I understood it correctly, the motion is to approve the suggested board action on page 9 as recommended by staff for the standard term under NRF policy, which we believe is 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So that would be till December 31st of 2025. Is that,
yes.
Restate your motion.
Yeah, yes. Approval.
All right, the motion on the floor, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, it is unanimous in favor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Then 4C, grants that are expiring soon. Okay, so this is a, I have to get past this section. Sorry, I can pull it up here. So this is, if you remember from last time, I try to give everyone heads up before they expire. These are all expiring at the end of the fiscal year, so June 30th. We have a handful of projects that will be expiring. There's no motion needed or anything. It's just to give everyone a heads up. This is coming down the pipeline, and hopefully we'll have some of these maybe cleared up by then. I'll go ahead and notify all the chapters as well that are affected by this before.
Thank you for that information.
Okay, go ahead.
Real quick, we have a caller.
Curtis, is that you? Number ending in 1286. Can you identify? Caller, hello? Caller that just called in with their phone number ending in 1286. Can you hear us?
Yes, this is Doug Yanito.
Hi, Chris.
Great. Awesome. You've got a full board with us today. Hey, thanks so much for joining. Appreciate that. All right. And hopefully you received the packet and have that in front of you. We just completed item number 4 of board business. And so we're moving on to number 5 on the agenda. So if you're following along, you can catch up with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the update.
All right. So item number 5, project applications. And Paul, again, I'll turn it to you to walk us through each of these.
All right. So 5A is a non-chapter request from San Juan County for an employment study to increase the amount of Native American Navajo and diverse populations applying for jobs with the county. I think
can
we discussed that.
Okay.
Yeah, we discussed this last time. Yeah.
We got a grant for last year, and the grant was, what we noticed, that we had lots of job openings in San Juan County that deals with BLM, good-paying jobs. But we noticed that there's no Native Americans applying for the job. And those jobs are really good jobs. And so we were trying to find out what is preventing our youth or people going for those jobs. So we're going to start Where did you try to go and see? Is it Matt? I don't know what is preventing them, but we noticed that, you know, when the college started teaching nursing, we got lots of nurses. We got lots of people involved with nursing. Truck drivers, we had lots of them. But this one area, it was, even though we have lots of federal land, it has lots of jobs people are not fine, and we feel like they're really good jobs. And so we're trying to find out, go through the schools and find out what is the barriers, trying to figure out the barriers so that we can work and trying to. And so just was the extent of our grant when we applied for it, and now that was 1 year, and now we are renewing the funds. And it's the organization that we applied before with have been very supportive with trainings and different things for us, and so we feel like this is a good thing to open doors for new job for our youth. No ideas for them to want to do.
Okay. So will this be matching funds?
No, I think it's just last year our grant was 30,000.
Oh, okay. So this is just a new, okay.
Renew another, but okay. This, so we can continue the program.
Okay, great.
How's the program gone so far with this last year? I mean, are they making progress, or are they providing vital information? Or
yeah, they have, we started probably not in the beginning of the year, so we kind of, they have gone and are looking at different jobs and different opportunities, and we thought about maybe in the summertime when the youth is having time, they like to go look for a job, maybe trying to introduce them and take them to those places. And
so we do have a motion that was made by
any other questions or discussion on this item?
Just a comment to support Commissioner Stubbs. So one step, one little small step that we're going to do is, well, we're trying to make county work more efficient. And the idea is, one idea would go around is getting the school districts to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, which I imagine is going to become a major thing. It's, you know, have students starting the Pledge of Allegiance and leading the commission meeting into their agenda. And we talked to the school district about rotating that. That gives children an opportunity to be part of the public kind of meeting. But really, ultimately, like a good example is we have sanitation department, we have surveyors, they need engineering experience. Where we lost a, it was an engineer, wasn't it, Sylvia? And so now we have to go to contract outside to have this person be a surveyor for the county. So
the people are now applying. We have job opening for months and months, and so we need to start offering opportunities. Then I don't need to
interrupt. No, that's good. And you know, HR, we just recently hired, but that was a huge opportunity for Americans to express interest. So it's really just, what is the barrier? Is it the education piece that's missing? Is it maybe a county needs to host internships or summer youth experience? So those questions were going to be answered.
Yeah. And another thing is, this is just part of a piece of the puzzle. We are also working with UNAMI's, an organization that looking for the future energy, whatever. And we, through that group, we secured $50,000 for USU, and now we are in the process of writing a curriculum for 11th grade and 12th grade. which will include more science, more opportunity. You know, along with that, I just learned that when I was at the legislature, I visited with the president of USU, and we visited about, she had the desire and was applying for a full-time engineer program where they can have a full-time professor and be engineer on all the energy, all types of energy. And guess what? Just did I find out we did get that. I said we because I used to work with USU and I still keep going. Anyway, so that is going to bring another piece of this puzzle. So we're going to have things for different type of jobs we're going to do. And one of the things with this grant, when we went to Washington, D.C., to this organization, we have a connection. And one other thing, one benefit we got by, when you go to those places, you make connection, we're able to have a fellowship. This person's going to move to the county for 2.5 years, and the main thing he's going to do is work on housing opportunity. We have had meetings with the different communities because that's no matter how many jobs we create, how much education we give to our youth, if they don't have a place for them to live or locate, then we can move forward. So that is part of the other piece of the puzzle is trying to find solution for housing. And Elaine Gisler has been sharing up that. She has met with each of the community, including them Block, but she has many, many interest from the, you know, the San Juan Fire the reservation. Anyway, so once you start something, then something else, another piece come, another piece of the puzzle. So this is a whole part of a bigger picture. And so having that person dedicated for 2.5 years to is going to be an amazing thing for us and for all of us and hope someone can. So.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for that explanation. I really appreciate that. Applaud your efforts. I would love, as you get further along in this, to have a report to the board so we can stay up on what's happening with this. And it, obviously, specifically, whatever is funded, but also, I mean, as it applies to the other
parts like
as well.
It's just like I said, it's a piece of the question that you can see the bigger picture.
All right. Any other questions on this one? If not, Paul, make sure you correct me if I'm misstating this. So there are currently no funds in the non-chapter portion of our balances, and this is a request for non-chapter funds. Do we need to first, if we approve this, vote to allocate it to the non-chapter? We can't just vote for directly, take it directly from interest.
Well, you could make the motion to be interest to the non-chapter to this project. You know,
okay.
However you want to do that.
I just want to make sure we're doing it correctly. So, all right. Well, if there are no other questions, I would entertain a motion on this item.
I guess I'll make the motion.
All right, we have a motion, Commissioner Stubbs. So I hear a second.
I'll second that and make sure that the consultant that's hired will be able to meet with the youth actors to start with them and make sure that because the youth residents are always saying, we use interest fund or non-chapter and really doesn't serve the youth and neighbors. So.
Yeah, I think this is especially for the Native American students that we're currently working with. But we'll try to promote it more. And I think this will go maybe to our funds to have somebody part-time to be in charge of that. So.
Okay. So just to make sure we're okay on that motion. So the motion was to move 30,000 of interest to the non-chapter for this project. Does that sound right, Paul? And are you okay with the addendum that the consultant meet with the chapters?
Yeah.
Okay, so as part of the motion,
yeah.
As long as the consultant meets with the chapters
yeah.
as part of the program. Okay, did you get that motion? All right. We have a motion, and the second was for Martha. Any discussion to the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And online, Curtis?
Curtis muted, I think.
Curtis, can you unmute?
We're taking a vote on 5A, the inclusive study.
I think it's star six, is that right? From the phone, star six?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I've never done it. Suppose Google it is, but this is Zoom. Be kind of wrong. This starts to be try stores.
Aye.
All right, we got it. You got a vote. Thank you. All right, I am also in favor. So it appears to be unanimous. But just in case, any opposed? All right. That is unanimous. Thank you. All right, moving on to item 5B, the Navajo Utah Commission change of fiscal agent. And in fact, if you want to just kind of take 5B and 5C, if there's no objection from the board, together we can probably do that. Tony, yeah.
That motion was to move money from interest to non-chapter.
It's non-chapter.
Is there going to be a motion to approve non-chapter money to that project?
I think that was included in the motion.
Well, was it included?
If we need to have two separate motions, I'm fine with that, but it was included in the motion. But Chris, if that's too much of a motion, please keep me out of trouble.
I think you're okay. I think the record's clear.
Okay. All right. Well, if we're in the clear, then yeah, let's go ahead and move to 5B and 5C, these change of fiscal agents.
Okay, so these both these projects were approved back in September last year. And you can see the amounts that were approved. There were some criteria for each of those, but those criteria have been met, as I understand it. The issue is more it's about contracting, and because we need a contract to be able to allow these funds, we had some issues with that with NUC. So they've asked that we transfer the, if I get this right, fiscal agent to for the first project to the county, and then for the housing project to Tony's team, the trust fund.
So this is basically the contract manager, essentially.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay the funding, managing the funding. Okay. My question, so is the county on board with this and aware?
Yeah. Our administrators.
Same thing with UNTF? Okay. So
yeah.
Make sure everyone's on board. Okay. Any other discussion or questions on these two items? We don't necessarily have to take them together, but I'm just, since they're similar, I wanted to.
I think we're planning to cover an agenda for after
saying.
Okay. Chair, I'd like to motion.
Okay.
5B and C.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to approve item 5B and 5C. That was by Martha.
I'll second
that. I have a second from Commissioner Harvey. Any discussion to that motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Curtis, again, if you can unmute and vote on, this is for item 5B and 5C. She's still on?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Aye.
All right. And I am also in favor. Any opposed, say nay. All right, it appears to be unanimous in the affirmative. All right, moving on to 5D. And again, unless there's any objection from the board, we can always motion these independently, but it's always, oftentimes we have taken the chapters projects together. So whatever works for the board, but let's go ahead and at least present on those.
All right. Let's see. These are for the Anath chapter, veterans new home construction, one for Matthew Jim, the other one for James Nez. They are actually the same size, the same amount being requested, $66,394.40 for each. And they're 1,200 square foot houses, three bedroom, two bath. And the trust fund has matching funds on both.
And they've already approved those, right, Tony?
Yeah, they've already approved those.
Yeah. All right, great. Any questions on the Nth chapter projects?
This sounds like a good project ribbons.
Right.
Just souvenirs.
Well, wonderful. Any other questions or discussion? If not,
Chair, it's just a motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion on the table to approve. Is this for 5D and 5E?
5E
and 5E. All right, that was Commissioner Harvey. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
A second from Commissioner Stubbs. Any discussion to the motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, and I am an aye as well. That is unanimous, but any opposed say nay. All right, thank you. Okay, moving on to item 5F, Mexican Waters Power Line Extension Project. All right.
This is for Mexican Water, for Loop Sag, power line extension, $2,770.50 to put the power line or construct the overhead power line, and also includes archaeological clearance and biological clearances as part of that. And UNTF is matching with $3,300.
Now, remind me, is this a total or is this an amendment to an existing program? Tony, do you remember?
It's a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. All right, any other questions on the power line extension project? All right, hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Motion.
All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Harvey and Martha with a second. All right, discussion to the motion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 And I am aye. Any opposed say nay. All right, that is unanimous. And moving on to the Red Mesa projects, 5G and 5H.
Okay, so this is actually a scope of work change for the first one. And I don't have written down when it was originally approved.
Originally, it was just roofing and flooring.
Yeah, when was that last year we did that?
Yeah. And then the flooring was actually provided by another organization. And then they wanted windows and doors and some weatherization and all that. So there had to be a scope of work change.
Okay. So this is also a UNTF project?
Yes. Yeah, we funded this also. And then the trust fund work crews will be working on this.
Great. All right. Any questions on that scope of work change? Go ahead.
Is the original funding NRF check still intact with this then?
Yeah.
So just really changing the scope of work.
Just allowing more the windows and doors and some other bits that weren't. The original scope is on here. It was originally just for roofing and vinyl flooring. And then when the flooring was done, it opened up those funds for other things.
Okay.
And no change in funding.
Nothing requested.
Then I will motion to approve the scope of work change.
All right, we have a motion to approve the scope of work change from Commissioner Harvey. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, and Martha with a second. Thank you. Any discussion to that motion? Not all in favor say aye.
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 And I am an aye. Any opposed say nay? All right, that is unanimous approval. All right, and then 5H, the new home, Franklin and Wanda Warren.
All right, yep, new home for Franklin and Wanda Warren. Red Mesa, $67,267. I requested. It's for also for another 1,232 square foot house, three bedroom, two bath. UNTF is involved and matching $62,000 on that.
Right. Are there any questions on this application?
Questions.
All right. We have a motion. Martha Sagway.
Second.
A second from Commissioner Harvey. Any discussion to the motion?
I just think that wonderfully. After this meeting, a few people have more homes.
Yes. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 And I am an aye as well. Thank you. That is unanimous. Any opposed say nay? All right. Thank you. All right, and that concludes our project applications portion. Moving on to our final agenda item, board member issues. First off, the oath of office requirement. And for those who aren't aware, every board and commission in Utah requires that we take an oath of office. And I know sometimes it takes some time to get that done, but just want to remind everyone of that. Paul, can you just, Paul or Chris, either one of you, if you want to add on, I don't know if we want to publicly call out who is missing theirs, but maybe afterwards we can make sure everyone knows who still needs it and what they need to do to get that. But any other comments or discussion on that one from either of you?
Yeah, I'll just say, you know, the case law allows you to continue to act as board members, but the Constitution is very clear. It just requires the oath. There is no wiggle room. So if you would please just take care of that as soon as you're able to. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Chris. And yeah, again, just want to reiterate what he said. We really, really important. We want to make sure we're in line with the Constitution. So thanks so much if you can get those into Paul as soon as possible. All right. And then 6B, proposed meeting schedule. Looks like our next one is on the books for June 13th. That one will again be here at Blanding. Any concerns with that date? All right. And then.
Could I make a comment on that? I think June 13th is the start of the government starting summit.
Oh.
Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. No, if it's the same day as that, we would definitely want to move it. I know in the past it's typically been closer to the end of the month, so that's why. But I don't know. Let's look into that.
We can move it because it's not aligning with UNTF stuff, so we can shift that around.
What's the conflict? The governor's what?
The Native American Summit.
UDIA said they have the governor's summit on the 13th and the 14th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah, we want to move that.
It's not like it's on their, yeah, it's not on their website yet, but if you've heard that it's on that date, let's find it.
So how often do we meet?
Try to do quarterly. That's the, or more often, if the board wants to meet more often, we can meet whenever, really, but we aim for quarterly, kind of a minimum.
I have a project that I want to bring before the board, and I wish I can. This because I thought it was monthly. Anyway, the project had to, I am, as a commission member of the board, the library board, San Juan County. We have a branch in Montezuma Creek. In all our branches, their computers are 12 years old. They're not working very good. So I wanted to bring before this board a proposal for 4 new computers for the Montezuma Creek area. I think it's between school children and adults, that those computers are well used, and so if your budget like that come before the deadline, I mean the next meeting, can it be approved before? Can it be approved if we meet the requirements of having a letter of support from the and a chapter, or that we have to wait to June to.
We can schedule a meeting anytime.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We just have to make sure it's on a meet on the agenda, so yeah, we couldn't do it in this meeting.
Okay,
but
I'll try to get it.
Okay.
And I have a question. I don't. Well, I wish Tony was here. Maybe he would know an answer. But are we? There's a well in Navajo Mountain. They have been waiting for something to happen with. Are we involved with that well or some other source of money? I know they've been working. It's a well. They had a fire, and then the well, the ash days, whatever, and they're supposed to do something with the well. And it has been 2 years since I heard that they've been waiting for approval or the permit, whatever. But I wasn't sure if we here in charge of that or is maybe Tony will know.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I haven't heard of a project like that.
Okay. I know that Johnson the Mills are involved with that. Anyway, I just trying to figure out what it would take to move that process. Anyway, but I'm just going around finding out. I'll keep checking.
Okay. As far as the June meeting goes, I'm curious if we at least want to get something tentatively on the calendar either the week before or week after that. Does anyone have a conflict if we did it either on the 6th or the 27th of June? Let's see, at the 20th, sorry, 27th.
I can't do the 20th.
Okay.
As far as I know right now, I don't, but sometimes.
Okay.
On Sunday, all the weekend.
Though. Well, let's maybe put a tentative hold on June 6th.
Evan, I think that's the Community Impact Board meeting.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In Deschamps.
We may need to check calendars then and get back, but maybe Paul, if I could just ask if we can circle back sometime next week or next couple weeks and just try and find a couple of options that would work so we can get it. If we email the board, does that work as well as anything to make sure you guys are okay? But I want to make sure we get something on the calendar with enough notice that your calendars are still free and we can get something planned. So, all right, we'll do that.
You want to shoot for May? Or
We could shoot for May if that would be preferable to the board. Would that be better?
Mm-hmm. Because June is when people start taking vacations.
Okay.
I'll
let's. Yeah, that. We'll work on a couple of dates. My May starting to fill up a little bit, but we'll find the time. Okay. Well, let's do that, and then we also have a couple of dates with joint UNTF board meetings on September 27th and November 22nd. So make sure those are on your calendar. But with that, anything else any of the board members want to bring up before we adjourn? All right. In that case, I'll accept one final motion. All right. Motion by Commissioner Harvey and seconded by Martha Sagboy. And with that, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So
thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Mexican water is not supposed to have that store.